Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Can I just say, you're never too old for a hoodie, are you?
You know what? I have not missed your shit. I have not missed this.
You're looking forward to series six?
Like a hole in the head.
Shut up.
No, I am. Why are we here today, William?
Well, it's another one of our, Jordan's words, sloppy seconds, where you can hear for a second time, or maybe even a third time, if you're a keen G&D, and you've already done a replay, you can rehear out the first of our Monaco spesh. Is spesh I? What's the plural of spesh?
Specials. Monaco specials. Yeah, shut up, Ben. Our Monaco specials, we're doing it.
Not Monica. Monaco.
Monaco. We're replaying some of our favourite episodes for you. William, what have we got today?
Today we have the first of the Monaco episodes, which we recorded upon arrival. We had sort of, you know, we checked into the hotel. We hadn't yet had dinner. There is a second episode which people can go back and listen to, and that sort of, it was recorded the next day after our dinner and after the breakfast, where you basically just ate bread. But this is the first episode where I talk about you predominantly embarrassing me, shouting in the vaulted marble-floored lobby when you were worried that concierge had stolen our bags.
Can I just say, I've stayed at a lot of hotels. That was
Travel
the
Lodge,
hotel.
Premier Inn,
yep,
Ibis Styles.
That was the fanciest hotel I've ever stayed in my entire life, but it was the most underwhelming breakfast I've ever had. I've never gone to breakfast at a hotel and been starving afterwards. Usually, when I have a hotel breakfast buffet, I need rolling out of there. I feel sick.
Yes, because everything's doused in fat and oil.
No, because you help yourself. That breakfast we had was tiny.
You don't want a buffet, especially at the moment, you don't want a buffet, but even then you don't want a buffet.
I was starving afterwards, so I just asked her to bring some bread out. In fact, all I did in Monaco was eat bread.
You ate bread at the dinner. In fact, when they went to clear your bread plate after the first course, you went, I'll keep that.
So here is our episode of Monaco, me and William in Monaco. Why was we there again?
I have no idea. Oh, I was reviewing it.
He was reviewing it for the Mail Online, weren't he?
Yes, I had a plus one and Mikey was busy.
That was it. So we ended
and
up
we
going.
We stuffed Ben in a suitcase, like.
And for some reason, Ben was there as well.
We stuffed him in a suitcase, like some Russian spy drama.
So here it is in all its glory. Feast your ears on our special episode from Series 3, William and I in Monaco.
Happy feasting.
Did you say fisted then?
Just play the episode.
Oh my god, these are the best slippers I've ever worn in my life.
They're a lovely colour.
They are so nice. Can we take them on, Wheels?
Yes.
Can I take all the toiletries home as well?
Yes.
Can I take the coffee stuff home?
No.
No? Everything's in boxes. Everything's... I feel like a princess. I do.
Princess No Grace.
I feel like Princess
One for
No.
the Monaco fans.
Oh my God, I am Princess No Grace.
Welcome along to Help I Sexted My Boss. Helpful advice for the daily struggles of modern life. Well, that was the plan. Until Jordan turned up.
Much to William's displeasure, Jordan has no filter, and some of you may find what follows a tad offensive. If you think you can't handle it, press your pause button now.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexed My Boss from Monaco. This is the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, aiming to answer your 21st century questions and find those solutions to everyday dilemmas. Like, I've got nuts in the back of my throat. I've had so much nuts today. Every time you get a drink here, right, we're going to go on to drinks. Every time you get a drink, they bring like nuts and crisp. They don't charge us for this. Like, where do you find a bottle of Debonne in Monaco? And how long is too long to hold in a fart when you're in a posh cafe abroad? And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we, William Henderson?
No, we're not Jordan North. I'm more Monaco, you're more Costco. That's good, that, isn't it?
That was good. That was good. I didn't trump in the cafe, though, did I?
Well, I don't believe so.
Right, we are here. We are currently in a 5-star hotel in Monaco, and it is absolutely stunning. I mean, I have been to some places in my life. Blackburn, Preston, Manchester, Magaluf, Benidorm, but this...
Well, no, you did, when we were going for our mince around, you did point to the sort of the vista.
Sorry, I'm eating my posh
and go, pot. That does just look like Benidorm.
From the back, it does look a bit like Benidorm. But yeah, we're here because William managed to get a free holiday.
No. Stop right there. William is doing some work in Monaco. And off the back of that, because my normal plus one, the lovely Mikey, is not available...
He's got a big graft on.
I have brought you.
Yeah.
And for some reason, unbeknownst to any of us, also tagging along for the ride is...
Producer Ben's wrangled his way in. So,
but it's lovely to be on holiday with the two of you. I'll be honest, it doesn't yet feel like a holiday.
No. We've had a day of it. Like, I'm just going to describe... Shall I, like, go and kind of do just a quick... What's going on in the room? Am I still plugged in? Can you still hear me? Right, I'm going to take the mic off its holster.
Your flies are undone again.
And my flies undone, sorry. Right. First of all, there's the balcony, which, honest to God, there's G and Divas. There's a great view. Hello, Monaco!
Oh, no, Jordan!
Hi, love!
Jordan, stop it. I'm back inside.
Right.
This is so embarrassing.
There's a massive, like, the furniture... Is here? Everything's in posh boxes. Look, everything. The remote control's got a case. For their remote control, they have a case. We've got two massive double beds, and it's just the details, the little things. Like, they've put tissues on the bedside table. Little things like that. Tissues on bedside table. I've not had tissues on my bedside table since I lived at my mum's. So it's really nice, that. Now we're going to go into the cupboard. It's a walk-in cupboard. They've got dressing gowns and a free brolly. I'm taking that home. They've got...
take the umbrella home.
They've got... we can take the brolly home. We've got really nice hangers. And there was a brush in here that you use for your coat, and I thought it was for your hair. We're in the bathroom now. Got a walk-in shower. I'm in the shower. It's phenomenal. It's proper marble. Solid marble. We've got two sinks. We've got... Le Corps body lotion and Guerlain hair summer. I don't know. I don't speak French. Got soap. All this is coming back to Burnley. And the toilet's separate, but the toilet's got a remote control. The toilet, right? You can wash your bum. You can... Should we do a live demonstration?
No.
No? Right, okay. We're not allowed to. But honestly, the hotel is amazing. And I've also got on some... complimentary slippers that they give you, and
they say nice things about your feet.
Yeah, it's I've just got that. It's like having clouds around my toes.
That's nice. Before we go any further, would you like a G&D?
I would love a G&D.
Got the little miniature bottle of gin from the mini bar.
Right, hang on. How much is that going to cost us?
Don't worry about that.
Everything is so dear.
And we have brought with us all the way in our.
Even the
luggage.
Crisper 5-star. I don't want to go home.
We've brought... I think the hotel want you to go home. We've brought the D.
We have brought the D. Do you always get free holidays like this?
This is a work holiday, and the longer, the more time I spend with you...
He's writing a review for the Daily Mail.
The more it feels like work.
I might do a review for Burnley Express.
Right, so who should we toast? I think because we're in Monaco, we should toast to the head of state, the sovereign prince.
Who's that?
Well, the head of state.
Who is it?
Prince Albert.
Is it actually?
Let me just check. yes, Albert II, I was right. I knew I should trust
Prince Albert?
Yes, okay. It is.
I want to toast to someone.
Anyone you can think of Monaco-related?
That girl, the stewardess, Becky, was nice on EasyJet, weren't she? I was very nervous.
There was a connection.
I was a nervous flyer and I thought she was nice. She said, excuse me, la, just to let you know, you're at the emergency exit there, so in the unlikely event that there's an emergency, you might have to kick the door open, la. Is that okay? I went, sound, Becky, love, not a problem.
She'd done a flight down from Liverpool this morning, had she?
To Becky from EasyJet.
And Prince Albert of Monaco.
Mm.
I'll be honest, the D tastes nicer when you're abroad, doesn't it?
That is great.
Something a bit special.
I'm not even saying it. Producer Ben, try some of that. That is the best gin and debonair I have ever had. It bugs me. We've come on air and he's going, giving little noddy head signs and sign language. I mean, shut him up all day. Hi, guys. Just take a picture of me next to the sea so Cat can see how good-looking I am. Yeah, hi, guys. Can I borrow your sunglasses? I didn't bring my own. Oh, no, guys, I forgot my swimming trunks.
Right, have you brought some luxury munchets?
I've brought some luxury munchets that Roberto, Bob as I call him, like to keep me working class roots, you know. Everyone's like, hey, Roberto. I'm like, Bob, come here, pal. And he's given me some... I think Bob's took a shining to me. Roberto is the... room service man?
Room service attendant.
The room service attendant here. And he's just given me these. So let's start with some luxury Monaco five-star hotel. Can we say what hotel we're in?
Yeah, the Hotel de Paris.
We're in Hotel de Paris.
We'll run this past. Hotel de Paris.
And he's brought us... Oh, what are they called, these? Don't tell me.
Think of the President of France.
Trump. Macrons.
Yeah.
Oh, what I'm going to go for the pink. You go for the brown one.
You eat the pink. Ben? Sorry. Sorry, Ben.
Oh,
there's
my
etiquette
God.
For you. Would you like one, darling? You have that one.
Mm. Do you know what? I could get used to this.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
I'm like a pig in shit.
I'm just making this perfectly clear. For all my other holidays, Mikey is my plus one.
Oh.
Unless he is unavailable, and then... Then that's where you then fall in the order of
be honest, when you invited me to this holiday, how many people did you invite before me?
8.
Are you joking? Is that the exact fig? Oh, my God.
So last week, I sent both you and Ben an incredibly detailed minute-by-minute itinerary of today of our trip in Monaco.
Mm-hmm.
From what time we were meeting, where we were meeting, what time this happened, what time that happened. Both of you, separately last week, privately messaged me and go, can you send me that itinerary again? I mean, what was the point? Not high five.
No.
And then still, even still, to be fair, Ben managed to get there on time. You went to the wrong terminal. You went to the south terminal.
Right, first of all, Gene Devers, that itinerary he sent us was way too long. It was a 5-page itinerary. We're only here for a night. It was 5 pages long. He told me what socks to wear and everything. Don't need that. Right, one page.
You weren't actually wearing socks on the flight.
I was. They were invisible socks. Second thing, I was outside WH Smith's. I was on the phone to him going, where are you? I'm outside Smith's. I realised I was at the wrong terminal, which wasn't so bad because I thought I was at the wrong airport, which was a worry. Right, I'm now on my second gin and debonair.
You have had a lot of drink today.
I have had so much to drink.
Being from the north, of course, Jordan has to drink at airports.
I am terrified of flying.
Yes.
I hate flying, so usually...
This probably also contributed to why you were drinking so much.
I was drinking. I don't think I was that bad on the plane today. I was a bit... Was there?
Well, you were obviously on a different flight to the pair of us. You were sitting in the middle... Ben was in the window, I was by the aisle, and you took our hands And generally, I actually had to get you to let go of my left hand flying. Because the circulation went.
I hate flying.
From upwards of where you were holding, it had gone white.
Yeah.
There was no blood circulating.
Even
you
back.
Were clinging on, fingers interlocked to both of us. God bless you. I mean, my heart went out to you. And I appreciate the fact that you went through with it because I think you probably at certain stages wanted to walk.
Oh, there was points where I thought I'm not getting on this plane. And then, I ain't getting on no plane! I ain't getting on no plane! And then I nearly did a full Mr. T. And then I just thought we'd get on it. And then I'd had a few drinks.
You were absolutely... Until we actually got up to cruising altitude, you were...
That's later, isn't it? We're going cruising.
you were very nervous.
I was. I don't...
Although you started to read. Yeah. And I think that calmed you down a bit.
I read my book.
Ben was reading his sort of lefty material, whatever he'd brought on the plane. And
you
I
were
watched,
reading Mein Kampf, weren't you?
And I then watched Mary Poppins, the original.
William was watching Mary Poppins. I'm reading my book. Ben's reading his. Then we finally get to... we land in Nice and...
Nice, you know that.
I know, just like winding you up. We landed in Nice. No, bollocks. The French do it their way. We do it our way. It's nice, isn't it? We landed in... I'm so Brit abroad, it's unreal, isn't it? So we landed at Nice Airport. And a lovely bloke was waiting with William's name on a placard. They actually do that. That's actually a thing. And he said, would you like me to carry your bag, sir? I said, no, you're all right, pal. He said to Ben, would you like me to carry your bag, sir? No, pal, thanks. Not for me, I'll manage on my own. Said to William, sir, would you like me to carry your bags? And William's like, yes, please, could you take this? And literally...
Well, I'm not stupid.
William gave him all his luggage. I didn't know where to look. I didn't know where to bloody look.
My matching set of executive luggage with genuine leather embellishments and initials. And then when we actually arrive at the hotel and we walk into the lobby, and I had already said to the chap,
I'm cringing at
this. Well, rightly so. So we're in a very nice lobby, terribly grand, marble everywhere.
My mum said before I went, she was like, don't show me up. Don't play up to it. We get it, you're northern and all that. This is what my mum said to me. Like, she's like, don't play up to it too much. What did I do?
You only just got over the threshold and I'm already at the reception desk and I hear, bags! Bags!
He's forgot the bags! I thought he drove...
I've forgotten the bags. I have left them with the team of porters to bring them to our room because that's what happens in a nice hotel.
I've never been to a place like this. I'm so out of my comfort zone now. I don't know whether to shit or be sick. I don't know what to do. And he drove off and I went, bags! Bags! He's forgot the bags!
And I didn't... And of course, in a marble lobby where with a vaulted ceiling... That reverberates somewhat.
We'd literally been here.
Thankfully, I was standing a suitable distance away from you that I could pretend I didn't know you.
I am sorry about that. We'd literally been here 10 minutes. And do it again. Do your impression again. What did I do?
Bags! Bags!
I'm so sorry. Are you ashamed of me?
There have been many moments on this trip where I've thought, I wish Mikey were here.
Aww.
So what's been your first impression of Monaco? I mean, I've been here a couple of times before.
I'm not going to lie. It's absolutely lovely. It is.
It's very nice. I mean, to be fair, the weather isn't perfect.
No.
It's dry. It's sunny-ish, but it's cloudy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still, I think you can see the charms of Monaco.
You can
see why a lot of people come here to pay the right amount of tax.
Oh, we're not even going to get into that. I am witnessing how the other half live. Like, this is... It's where a lot of rich people come, isn't it? Wealthy people.
People with higher levels of disposable income.
Why can't you just say rich people?
Okay, it's where the rich people come.
It's where rich people come.
Or as they're officially called now, ultra-high net worth.
Ultra what?
Ultra-high net worth.
There was a woman before, right? She was that Botoxed up, she couldn't even speak to a waiter. I was earwigging. It's going, Sonny, please. It's going, Sonny, madam. It's going, Sonny's Botox and he's gin and it's Sonny. I no understand, madam. What would you like? And her husband was like, she wants gin and tonic. It's Botoxed up. So,
well, I'm not really sure that's what the husband was like.
It weren't Northern, but Mike, did you see her? She couldn't move.
There's a lot of cosmetic surgery.
Cosmetic surgery? Her tits nearly knocked me out when she turned round to light a fag. Jesus Christ, cosmetic surgery. I'm spending a night with Jordan.
I've got to spend a night with Jordan, so pity me.
But my first impressions of Monaco is it's lovely. It's an absolute beautiful place. Look, G and Divas, we're here. We're doing the podcast live from Monaco. But it's going to be a normal podcast.
In fact, we're doing two episodes.
We're doing two episodes, so next week you're going to hear an episode as well. So tomorrow we're
actually... We've got to go out for a very smart dinner after this.
We're going to go out for dinner, so we're going to tell you about how dinner went and stuff. But I'm not... I'm going to be on my best...
Your best behaviour.
I'm going to be on my best behaviour. You can tell I've had a drink, can't you? I'm a bit like lively.
You haven't just had a drink. You have had a series of drinks over the course of the day started at 9:30 in the morning.
Absolutely.
London time.
I'm leathered. That means we're an hour ahead, so I've lost out on drinking time. I've lost an hour of drinking time.
Well, if that's what you want to think.
I am well-mannered. I've got good manners.
You're just very loud. That's what I've noticed about you. Even when we're in the lifts, when you forgot your sunglasses, and of course, well, you weren't in the lifts because you
don't
take lifts.
Don't say that.
And you forgot your sunglasses, and then you made me go back upstairs to get them.
Yeah, because I don't do that.
Because, quote-unquote, it's my look.
No, I want...
That's what you said.
Yeah, I did. But there's people here with £200 sunglasses.
And where are yours from?
£6 from H&M. I'm looking forward to the meal tonight. So, yeah, we're doing the podcast. Well, the next couple of weeks are going to be live from Monaco.
I'm looking forward to it with some... Trepidation.
Trepidation, yeah. Can I just say one thing you did say before we came to this very nice hotel? What is it? Hotel de Paris. You did say to me and producer Ben, and I respect you for this. You said, don't start taking selfies as soon as we check in. It's not very classy.
Yeah, your attitude to any sort of environment, whether it's in Monaco, London, Burnley, wherever, if you walk in and you see a gorgeous chandelier. Started early. Started slurring too early. I suppose well. If you walk in and you see a gorgeous chandelier, for example, you might be inclined to go, take a photo.
Yeah.
Whereas really your attitude should be, well, mine's bigger at home.
No, it was the fact that you said, don't take pictures. And me and Ben were dying because when you walked in, it's like that music was in my head. That they play in the Champions League. The champions. Do you know what I mean? And it was a bit overwhelming, I'm not going to lie. And then William said, don't take pictures or put anything on Insta yet. Let's just get in first. And I'm glad you said that to me.
Thank God.
And I think it is. But thanks for inviting me. I'm having a lovely time.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm here in my posh slippers, eating macarons, drinking gin in the bonnet, and having a shit where the toilet wipes your ass for you. So what more could you want?
Well, of course, it's not just about us, even though we're here in Monaco on our very first and probably our last Help I Sexted My Boss holiday.
No, there's going to be more after this.
You're in charge of the next one, which slightly worries me. It's all about you, of course, and your problems. We've got envelopes here waiting. Our post bag is bulging as ever, and we're going to tackle those very shortly after a holiday special edition of Jordan's Joke of the Week.
So my joke of the week is, Paddy and John are at work.
Right.
John asks Paddy what that thing is in his hand, and Paddy replies, he says, that's my thermos flask, John. John says, but what does it do, Paddy? Well, John, it keeps hot things hot and cold things cold. John says, so what's in yours, Paddy? And I'll tell you after the break.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So Paddy and John are at work. John asks Paddy, what's that thing in his hand? And Paddy says, this is my thermos flask, John. And John says, what does it do, Paddy? He says, well, John, it keeps hot things hot and cold things cold. John says, so what's in your flask then, Paddy? And Paddy says, well, I've got tomato soup and a choc ice. like that?
Well, it's fun, isn't it? I've been given a little bag. Mm. It's a little how do we describe this? Tote bag.
Was that brought in
seen
by
the better days? And I oh,
it's okay. Not a tote bag. It's a beach bag.
There's a tote bag.
It's a beach bag. Oh, oh, come off.
And it's written on a card that says, it's got a picture of a llama, and it says, no prob llama. Okay, here
can we have another Jean and Tabane? Shall I pour it?
It says, hey team, please see enclosed Larry the llama. He likes ice cream and long walks on the beach, so it's a perfect holiday companion. Once Larry's worn you out, please return him to me at the below address. And then it gives her a Jess. Thanks, Jess.
Oh, she's
we've got a little llama.
Oh, it is cute.
It's really sweet. That's a sweet little llama.
It smells all right. It's not been anywhere. But it's turned into a bit like CBeebies now, reading out cards and stuff. We need questions and dilemmas. That's what we're not bloody children's television presenters. Oh, and we'd like to wish little Roy a happy fourth birthday. And his mum's made him a little card here, and he's got a picture of a llama on. Happy birthday. No, the llama's
lovely.
We're
all going to have ice cream and jelly later on.
We love. My mum got me a card read out on CBeebies.
Did she? We've got it on, oh, we must try and find
oh,
that.
Oh, do you know what? She said she's got it on tape somewhere.
Oh, that's we must find that. Jess, thank you so much indeed for sending in Larry.
Jess, seriously, I didn't mean to be rude before. It is nice, but we need questions and dilemmas as well. But if you want to send us stuff
but
in,
but we will
fine.
Keep Larry company.
No, Jess, it is nice that you sent that in to us. It is. And we want your dilemmas and your questions, but you can send us stuff in. I can't get this bottle of gin open. I've been trying for like 5 minutes.
Give it to a real man.
We open that little mini bar bottle of gin. Who's paying for that?
You.
I'm not paying for that. How much is that? Go to the minibar. Ben, tell us how much that is.
It's probably the most expensive gin and bonnets we've ever had.
How much? Oh, my God. Ben has just put his hand over his mouth.
€18 for one.
€18 for a mini bottle. Right, fill them back up in water and put them back in. Right. Go and run tap.
Not sure that how it's worked. No, I'm not sure that's
they
how
won't
it works.
They won't notice. I did it with my dad once and we didn't get charged. €18 for one of them. It's a tiny bottle.
Well, no wonder we're leaving Europe.
Yes.
Potentially.
No wonder.
I'll do another edit in case we're not by the time this goes out. No wonder we're not leaving Europe. Okay, here's our first question.
Next question. Can I have some more?
It's a political question.
Oh, God.
From Penelope.
Well, I thought we weren't allowed to talk politics.
Hello, boys.
What?
Do you want to finish rattling the ice whilst I'm reading? If I don't read the questions, what am I?
I feel like I'm going to have our first Sex with My Boss argument. Right, crack on.
Hello, boys. My question is somewhat related to politics. I do often have to work with Americans. They don't understand how we are all still ruled by the Queen and comment that it's so oppressive. Of course, they have no idea what they're talking about and are probably parroting some propaganda taught at school. I've explained that the Australian people have had a few opportunities to vote for a republic, but have always voted to retain our head of state. How do I tell them to stuff their deluded air of superiority up their star-spangled banner? Penelope.
So what's the question?
I mean, I've just read it.
Yeah, but it was long.
So, clearly, Penelope is living in Australia. She meets Americans who don't understand that Australia is still ruled, in theory, it's a constitutional monarchy, by the Queen.
So what should she do?
What should she do? I get this all the time, even in Britain, with Republicans and people that are anti-monarchy, who think that there would be, you know, somehow if we got rid of the monarchy, the expense would be less. And that's normally, it's normally a financial argument that they have. They don't really get the fact we have to have a head of state. You can't not have a head of state. You still have to pay for their living. You have to pay for their security. You have to pay for their meals. What they actually really object to is the sort of the supposed pomp and
ceremony
that they see. And actually these coaches and the palaces have gone on for years and years and years and actually are very well built, so they last.
See, Australians, from what I gather, the Australians that I've met, great laugh, great people.
Have you ever been to... No, of course you haven't been to Australia.
Been to a walkabout bar.
That's not Australia.
It's an Australian bar. I used to love walkabout in Burnley. Great bar.
I think you just respectfully say, well, let's agree to disagree. Because there are always going to be people in life that you meet that have different opinions to you. There's no point trying to convert them if they don't agree. You just respect the fact that they have a difference of opinion. And that's key in this snowflake generation that we have.
I know you don't like the word snow. He said that and looked me and Ben right in the eye then.
Some people have difference of opinions. You respect their right to have the opinion. You may not agree with it. You move on.
Okay, yeah. I quite like the let's agree to disagree, but the Australians that I've met on when I went travelling after uni, and I didn't go travelling. I just did 4 weeks in Bangalore.
You went 4 weeks?
Well, I was going to go out there with my mate and do like a summer, but I went for 2 weeks and then I came home because I ran out of money.
Right.
So that was my travelling.
Great.
Really broadened my horizon. It was a great experience. My advice is from the Australians that I've met, just be really Aussie and tell them as it is. Well, fucking hell, mate. Right. I've got a bit cockney. Let me do that again.
Trying to actually attempt an Australian accent?
G'day, mate. Right. We've got our own president, mate. I can't be that. Just.
G'day, Skip.
G'day, Skip. Right, Skip. No, I can't do it. Let me do it. Like, wait.
You're not very good at accents, are you?
I'm not very good at accents, but I can do it. And I'll share one. Let me get into character. G'day, Skip. What are you saying about us Australians, mate? Fuck off, mate. I've gone fucking cockney, but I tell you what it is, right? You can take your president, attempt to get lost, get out of our country. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going.
It's an Australian that grew up under the sound of the Bow Bells.
I don't know where I'm going with this. Just agree to disagree. I'm so drunk. I think this is the most drunk I've been for an episode.
Next question.
Who's this from?
This is from Gillian. Gillian. Gillian got in touch via email, which is help@sexismyboss.com. Good morning, /afternoon/evening, gentlemen. Delete as applicable. Well, depending on when you're listening to this, you delete it. Do your own deleting.
I thought she was like saying, delete the gentleman bit. Oh, that reminded me. On the way in, we went into a bisexual toilet.
No, you made it bisexual. You and Ben walked into the women's loos at Nice Airport because you can't read a sign.
We got to Nice Airport. I needed a wee, so did Ben. So I followed Ben, and Ben was like, follow me. Yeah, this is like a unisex toilet. Come in here. Went for a wee. I come out and every woman's...
looking at you a bit weirdly.
Looking at me weirdly. Ben had already walked off, so I just went, bonjour. Bonjour. Oui, oui. And all I could hear was this woman going, in something French, just went, monsieur, monsieur, monsieur. I was like, yes, I am a monsieur. Realised I'm having a...
monsieur.
I'm in the pigging ladies' toilets. Anyway.
Whereas you see, I saw a sign saying Homs and I knew where I was going to go. Anyway, going back to Gillian's question, cue the music again. Good morning, /afternoon/evening, gentlemen. Delete is applicable. I'm a single lady in my 40s, but thanks to my childless lifestyle, wonderful bone structure and immature outlook on life, most people I meet are shocked to learn my real age. Sounds a bit like you, Jordan. Bone structure, immature outlook on life and in your 40s.
I'm not in my 40s. 25. I'm not afraid to. I'm nearly 26.
Now, having been single for a while now, I've recently been dipping my toe, metaphorically. I believe there are some disgusting things on the internet these days, so I felt I should clarify, into the world of internet dating.
People, I watched some at once.
No.
She dipped
I don't know.
Nutella.
No.
She dipped
no.
Nutella.
No, Jordan, however, I have been horrified at the specimens within my age bracket and much prefer the company of younger men. Oh. Not safe at parties. So, my question is this. What is the etiquette of omitting to reveal one's age? Or more accurately, blatantly lying? If it is considered uncouth to ask a lady about her age, surely this is acceptable. Any advice would be wonderful, of course, but I will probably just do it anyway. Yours in anticipation, Gillian.
Never ask a lady her age.
Would you ever lie about your age?
No.
No.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know.
No, because now you're making it out like I'm some 30-year-old. No, I wouldn't lie about my age, but you should never ask a lady her age.
Well, I wouldn't say actually ask anyone your age.
Two things my mum always used to say to me, never ask a lady her age, never go in a lady's handbag.
Or indeed a lady's lavatory.
A lady's lavatory? Oh, yeah, well. My mum once said, I asked her some money for the cinema.
Hmm.
And I went in the bag and got a purse. She went mad at me. I'll never forget that. I've never gone in a lady's handbag since.
Really?
Yeah, you shouldn't go in a lady's handbag, you know.
No, never go anywhere near a lady's clutch.
No. Eh? Right, is it all right to lie about your age? I think if you're on the dating scene, I don't think it is.
No, of course, in a professional environment, if you're going for a job, for example, they actually can't legally ask you your age.
Oh, can they not?
No, and I think sort of similar. I would agree. I mean, I hate being asked my age, especially when I started my professional career. And I was really quite young. I was often many, many, many more years younger than the people that I was teaching. I didn't feel saying my age was appropriate.
Right. When I first met you, I thought you was in your late 30s.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Late 30s?
Yeah.
How old do you think... How old do I look now?
You look younger now. Okay, but you have good. Had...
I have not gone under the knife, thank
You've
you very much.
You've had a bit of work. You've had a bit.
What work?
I mean, you're not like some of the women here.
I will admit, years ago, because I had a bump on my forehead, which is sort of still there, which is an overactive muscle, I then got told, someone said, go and talk to a guy about Botox because he could freeze it to stop that muscle from bulging because it was showing up under certain lights.
We had about your forehead here.
So I went and saw this chap and he said, yeah, I think a bit of Botox would cure it. And I said, oh, okay, well, I'd probably consider Botox then. I'll book in. And before I could know it, he'd stuck a needle in my head.
Oh.
And I had Botox there and then. I thought you had to then rebook. I didn't realise he was going to do it.
Have you had any more since?
Well, we won't go into that. So, but anyway, first time I had Botox, it was completely accidental.
Okay. Is it okay to lie about your age? No, because you shouldn't be asked your age.
Exactly.
Is the question. But she's saying on the dating scene, people are going to ask you, got a blister on my big toe, look at that. It's going to come up that in the next couple of days. I think you've got to be honest. If you are asked, especially when you've been dating, I think you've got to be honest. Right, yeah. Next question.
This is from Lindsay, who also got in touch via email. Dear William and Jordan, at a social occasion, what is the etiquette for eating crudités, such as tortilla chips and dips? Crudité.
What's that?
Little, you know, carrot sticks, cucumber sticks.
Crudité.
Radishes.
Is it a type of food?
You know, like you know, when you've got lots of vegetables cut up and tortillas and dips.
Is that called crudité?
Crudité.
Is that just like a picky tea?
I'm sorry?
A picky tea. Do you know what a picky tea is?
No.
We've talked about this. Look, I had a picky tea a couple of weeks ago. It was on my Instagram.
Right.
So a picky tea or a freezer tea or freezer tapas.
Well, no, it's definitely not from the freezer.
Freezer tea, freezer tapas, party
It's from the
tea.
Fresh drawer.
Did you never have a picky tea when you were younger?
Well, I still don't really know what it is.
A party tea. Did your mum ever say, we're going to have a party tea? It's just a buffet. Your mum would just cook everything off, make a few butties. You'd put, like, smiley faces on a plate, chicken drummers, chicken nuggets. You just have, like, loads of bits crisp.
No.
Like, a bit of dip, some red and brown sauce.
A buffet. You are describing a buffet.
Yeah, it's
not a picky tea.
It's a picky tea. Mum's just having
it's a buffet.
Have you never had one?
It's a buffet.
Right, anyway, what's that called that she's had?
Crudité.
I have never, in my 25 years in life, I have never heard of that.
Well, you need to get out more. Unfortunately, we happen to have a family member who thinks it is acceptable to scoop said dip, taking half the pot with his crisp, then stuff that into his mouth as he preloads yet another crisp. It makes me feel nauseous. Kind regards, Lindsay.
My dad got thrown out of a party once for double dipping.
He got thrown out?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
My mum told me this recently. He was at a party and the...
Recently, this... Or
she told me this
a
party.
While ago.
He was a young... He was a, like... a young soldier, and the regimental sergeant major had a Christmas party. I mean, oh, no wonder where I get it from. He's quite a respectable human being, my dad. And he was at the RSM's party, and they said, Graham, stop double dipping. And he was drunk, so he kept double dipping, and he threw him out.
Yes, yeah, so you see, now, look, if I, let's say, have a carrot, which is said you know, item from the crudité platter, I find if it's a fairly long carrot, I will dip that carrot into the tarama salata, the hummus, whatever it is. Eat that bit.
The tarama what?
Tarama salata. Don't you even attempt to say that. You'll give yourself a hernia.
I've had satsuki recently.
You've had what?
Satsuki.
Tatsiki?
What's it called?
I can only say it once. It's fairly difficult.
Satsuki.
After a couple of gin and debonis.
Tasaki. It's spelt tasaki, isn't it?
Sort of, yes.
Anyway, go on.
Anyway, so I dip that in to the tarama salata And if it's a fairly long one and, you know, there's the middle chunk my mouth potentially has touched, but then the top half it hasn't, I then turn that over. That then goes into the tarama salata, and then I eat that. But if it's a short, stumpy piece of carrot or cucumber or a radish, then it's just a one dip.
So what you're saying, you can double dip if you turn it round?
Yeah.
I don't even think she was saying he was double dipping. I think she was saying he scooped it up on his plate.
Yeah, and he takes too much.
Yeah.
It's just disgusting. Less is more.
Oh, no, I'd rather scoop it on my plate, so I'm not double dipping. That's what I'd do.
Well, and look, and if there's a spoon in the tarama salata or the hummus or the whatever it happens to be, the sour cream and chive sauce, that's fine. You scoop, you pop it onto your plate.
Hang on. I think someone's having sex above us.
Well, if that's sex, they're doing it wrong.
Shh. Go on, son. They're well shagging. Does it start?
Yeah, I think it might be building work. I think there is a bit of building work going on.
That's what they call it.
There's a lot of work going on in Monaco, in buildings, faces, it all goes on.
Hang on. It's not building work, mate. Is he finished?
Tools down. Anyway, with double dipping, I think really, you know, if you're going to have dips, sadly, there are always going to be people that do it incorrectly. The best thing I would say in that instance is just lead by example.
So what's the etiquette of dipping? If there's a spoon?
Only dip once if it's a small, stumpy thing. Mm-hmm. And if it's a larger, longer, thinner thing, then you can turn it over, dip again.
If there's a spoon, can you put a bit on your plate?
Yeah, that's fine.
But not loads?
Not loads. Remember, a buffet is a communal experience. Or, as we shall now call it, a picky tea.
A picky tea? I can't believe you've never had a picky tea.
Anyway, let's move on. What have we learnt? I've learnt what a picky tea is.
Yep.
I've also learnt that I really should never leave the house without my llama.
Thanks for sending in that. That llama's looking at me now. I've learnt that this is how the other half live.
He looks a bit alarmed.
You can do better than that. Llama. I've learned this is out. Do you know one of my best mates? His nickname's Llama. He's got a right long neck, like beady eyes.
Why llama? No, why not giraffe?
No, because he's got a long neck and like little beady llama eyes. Right. Lovely bloke. He's just finished building an extension.
He's probably working upstairs.
I've learned that this is how the other half live. This is how rich people live, and it is fascinating. And a lot of rich people have had a lot of work done. And I don't think there'll be a fourth series of Sex with My Boss because William will probably be too Botoxed up that he won't be able to speak. He'll speak like the rest of the people around it.
Just for the record, I haven't had Botox in about 2 or 3 years.
Right, let's go for dinner. We've got to get ready. We've got to go. I'm a bit nervous. We've got our posh dinner. Make sure you're listening to next week's episode because we're going to tell you how I got on at this 5-star posh dinner.
And breakfast. I mean, let's not forget. You and I are sharing a room.
Yep. So there's loads more to tell you. Tomorrow we're going to have a proper day out around Monaco. So make sure you're listening next week because we're going to tell you all about it. How do you get in touch, William Hansen?
All the information is on the website, sexedmyboss.com. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
And if you liked that episode from our Monaco trip, there's the second episode that you can scroll back on your... And if you like that episode from our Monaco trip, you can go and listen to the second episode. Just scroll back wherever you get your podcast to Series 3. The second part is called Help. There's no sauce for my sausage.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.